And I wasn't quite sure what would be here when I got here. Certainly a lot of landmarks have changed. The town appears to have come under a lot of hits over the interim period, and we've just returned from Martyr Square, where there is a fierce firefight going on there with an awful lot of rebels right on the front line trying to take control of that square. The hotel where some Gaddafi snipers are holed up in is on fire, and there have been at least two NATO bombings within the past couple of hours in and around that area, which is the east part of the town, the gateway to Tripoli. An estimated 3,000 fighters have come in from Zintan and from the Nafusa Mountains, from the Western Desert, and these are bolstering the hardcore Zawiya fighters who have remained, and that has absolutely filled them with a great deal of confidence and buoyancy. And today, right down on the front line, at that where the firefight is continuing in that same square, they are, you know, showing us V signs for victory, saying this is a great day for Zawiya. We're on the brink of a victory. They really feel that they're on the edge of recapturing their town again. However, it's by no means over, and certainly there's a significant number of Gaddafi soldiers inside the town, and of course there is a presence just on the edge of the east, and we don't know how strong and how powerful that presence is. So far they've done a sort of fairly repetitive shelling of the town from that eastern point, but it hasn't been intensive. It hasn't been nowhere near on the same scale as it was back in March. Now, is this because they're retreating to Tripoli and trying to bolster the defences around the capital, or is it because they simply aren't there? I don't know the answer to that right now.